Shanti. Today is a very, very special day for us. Of course, every day of Sangam Yoga is special, but today is very, very special. Why? Why very, very special? Yes? Yes, yes, say. Somebody say loudly. We are meeting Baba, yes. So that is why the topic, coming face to face with God. Had we ever thought that we could come face to face with God? Did anybody of you think before you came to Baba that you could come face to face with God? Those who did have this thought that they would come face to face with God before coming to Baba, raise your hand. No one. Okay, we will meet God, okay, forget face to face, but meet God in some way. Raise your hand. This thought was there that we will meet God in some way. Okay. And little better than that, higher than that, not only meet God, but take blessings from Him. Did you think of that? Acha? Very good. So Baba fulfills all our wishes. Because God is more concerned about us than we are concerned about ourselves. Baba knows that today the whole world is very, very unhappy. There is peacelessness in the whole world. All my children are suffering a great deal. And therefore, I have to go down to the physical world to salvage my children, to purify my children, to take them back home, to give them their inheritance which they have lost. So Baba comes with so many thoughts about his children. And now we say that not only do we know God, to know God is not a big thing for us anymore. People in the world think even that's a big thing, to know God. But we say we already know God. Not only we know God, but we also have a heart-to-heart conversation with God. We take blessings from God, inheritance from God. God is purifying us and preparing us to return home. And He has already come, and not only come, but His work is nearly finishing. And He is preparing to return back, because His work is nearly finishing. Baba said in one murli, I'm the only one who incarnates. Human souls also come in the soul from the soul world, and I come too from the soul world. But what's the difference? So we say that not only that we know God, but we are also coming face to face with God. God is blessing us and is preparing us to take us home. And not that He has come, but He is nearly finishing His task and preparing to return back with the children. So when you tell all this, first of all, they are surprised. And then they ask, has God really come? We say, not just come, but He is ready to go back. Because He has finished His work. He is finishing His work. So God is the only one for whom we can say He incarnates. All others descend and take birth and then they don't go back. They come only to play their roles. But God comes for a special purpose. He brings a big message. The message of returning home. Prophet souls don't bring this message. They come into this world to save the world from further disaster, from further downfall. They come to repair to some extent. But then gradually the world has to deteriorate. This is part of the game, part of the cycle. And then God has to come at the end. And then when we say that God comes in the body of an old man, people wonder, how is that possible? And when we say He has come in the body of this man whom He has named Prajapita Brahma, then again they question, why His body? Why not anyone else's body? Once Baba said very amusingly, children, okay, in whose ever body He comes, for that person also the same question will arise. Why in His body only, not in anyone else's? For anyone the same question can arise. But first of all, we have to make sure that God has to do a great task, and for that He needs a human body. It's not that He'll take the body of an animal or a bird or any other living being, but He'll take the body of a human being. And He has to uplift humans first. People ask, why humans first? He has to uplift everyone. Why humans first? We say, because if human beings change, then the whole world will change. Human beings are like the seed. Just like you want to water the plant, you have to water the seed. If the seed is watered, then it will reach the whole plant. You don't have to water every leaf. And therefore, if humans understand the truth, if humans understand who they are and why they are in this world, what is the purpose, all the spiritual questions are answered to them, and they bring a transformation in their lives, then the whole world will change automatically. So humans have to change first, and therefore He cannot come in any animal body or any other living being's body. He has to come in the body of a human being. Because His children are now in the human form. And because His children are in the human form, He needs such a human form so that He can express the knowledge He has to the children. And for that He needs a corporeal body, because the children are in the corporeal body. You know? Just like if a father wants to uplift his child, he wants to carry his child. The child is very young, very small. Maybe he's just 2-3 feet tall. And the father is 6 feet tall. And the child is saying, carry me, da papa, carry me, you know, raising his hand. But the child himself cannot reach the father. So what has the father to do in order to carry the child? To lift the child, the father has to bend. Because he is so tall and the child is not even half his size. So the little child can't reach the father's arms. So the father has to bow down and pick up the child. And when he picks up the child, what does the father do? He makes him sit on his shoulders. Sometimes he makes him sit on his head, you know, the father's head. And then, in order to make the child happy, he says, "See, child, you have become taller than me." He'll tell him, "See, because the father has placed him on his neck, you know, the shoulders. So naturally, the child looks taller than the father. So the child is very happy. Oh, I'm taller than my father." But he doesn't realize that he is sitting on his father's shoulders. Sometimes the father will also make him sit on his head. And then he is very proud of himself. "Oh, I'm so tall." So we say Baba also does the same in order to really make the children happy. And it's true too. He says, "Children, you are even greater than me. See, I am worshipped only in one form, the incorporeal form, the stone-shaped, oval-shaped stone, but or the light. But you children are worshipped in three forms. So you are greater than me." How are we worshipped in three forms? One form is, of course, the incorporeal form. As souls, they are shown the symbol of the soul. And the second form is the physical form, the deities which are worshipped everywhere. And thirdly, the angels, or you may say the goddesses, which are also worshipped. So angels or goddesses, different forms of goddesses, all these are also worshipworthy. So we say three types of worship in three forms. But God is worshipped only in one form. So he says, "Children, you are greater than me." Baba gives us so many titles. And he says, "See, children, all these titles belong to you. You are given so much praise. You are so well known in the scriptures. But still no one knows you that at this time you are really making effort to become that. But you are very well known in the scriptures, and that is why it is said well known, unknown but very well known. Unknown at the moment, as we are the helpers of God at this time, but nobody knows us. We are helping God to transform the world. We are helping God to purify the elements. So, such a great task of helping God in this way is being done by us. But people only sing the praise, but they don't know that we are doing the same in the practical way now. And therefore Baba says, unknown but very well known in the scriptures. So Baba says, all these scriptures are actually your memorial. They are remembered by you. And therefore, Baba says, you should be very proud of it. So God has to come and he has to speak Gyan. Some people also say that why can't he just inspire from the soul world? Why does he have to come? We say humans have become so stone-headed that inspirations cannot be understood. You know, if you want to catch vibrations from a radio station which is very far away, you need a very powerful radio. An ordinary small radio won't help. You need very powerful radio. The transmission has to be very powerful too. Only then the radio receiver can catch those vibrations. And therefore the intellect of souls today have become so degraded that if it would be from the soul world, no soul would understand. And therefore Baba has to come in the physical form. And then when they say, why him? Then Baba gives a reason for that too. That he is the first soul who becomes the soul of Sri Krishna, the ruler of the golden age, Sri Narayan. Then he is the first one who starts bhakti, devotion in copper age. And he is the first human being through whom I transform the world. So he is first in everything. He has this role. And some ask, why only him? We say, well, that everyone's soul is fixed in the drama. Nobody has created the drama, but everything is fixed. So no questions of why. And therefore just fly. Don't ask questions. Because the more you ask, the more heavy you become. You can't fly. So no queue of questions, but just fly and understand what Baba says and bring it in your practical life. Then you can fly. This morning also Baba said in the Murli that God can come in a body of a king, you know. If he would come in the body of a king, then a king has lots of wealth. So with his wealth he could serve the whole world. Why does he need the body, mind, wealth of individual beings? A king has everything. He's so wealthy. But Baba says, I don't take the help of my children who are poor at this time. Their one each penny is useful in God's task. So each penny of God is used in a worthwhile way. And these pennies belong to his children who may not be kings, who may not be, you know, multi-millionaires now, but definitely one penny can be equivalent to 100,000 also. Because in each step of the children, multi-millions are accumulated. So when Baba says these words, we realize really how fortunate we are. Baba does not come, you know, many people ask questions. Why can't God come in the body of a pure man, a pure person, a brahmachari, a celibate one? Why has he to come in the body of a family man who has indulged in vices, who has had children and family and all that? That means he must have led an impure life. So why not come in a pure human being who has been celibate from birth, or maybe a sannyasi, or maybe a small child, who's so innocent, so pure? But Baba says, no, I need an experienced person. How can a small child tell everybody, children, children, children? He is a child himself. But only an elderly person can say children, can address everyone as children. If he's a child, he can't address in that way, like that of an elderly person. And secondly, God comes to establish a family life, a pure family life. So in order to establish a pure family life, which is in golden age, Lakshmi, Narayan, and then all the deities, they are shown with their spouses, you know, they are always in a couple form. Not single. So if they have their family, it means God establishes a family life. So God will not come in the body of a sannyasi who has renounced everything. Pure family life is the norm of this world. If it wouldn't be there, then how would the procreation happen if all would become sannyasis? But yes, in golden age and silver age, it is pure family life. Procreation through yoga power, and copper age and iron age, procreation is through sex or vice or whatever you may say. And therefore, we say it's always family life. This is the normal way of the cycle, normal life, normal way. But then, the difference comes in what type of actions we perform. And therefore, God has to come, and he comes in the body of Brahma. Actually, Baba said in today's Murli, how I came, when I came, nobody can know, you know, when I come. Even Brahma Baba did not come to know how Shiv Baba came in his body and when Shiv Baba came in his body. But yes, he could come to know only when Shiv Baba started speaking through the mouth. You know, we give the example, like when at the beginning Baba used to read the Gita, and every morning he would read the Gita to his family members or anyone who would come and sit in the gathering in the morning for prayers, and then Baba would read the Gita. So it was a everyday affair of reading the Gita and everyone sitting and listening to Baba reading the Gita. But later on, when he got visions of destruction and golden age and the light and all the different experiences he had, and then of course the disinterest for the world came, everything came, but he did not realize at that moment that Shiva Baba is going to work through him and speak through him. He didn't realize that. But of course, whatever visions he got, that made him have disinterest for the world. And how Shiva Baba told him, you have to create this world of heaven. But how to create that, he did not understand, and nor did he know what to do for that. But then how one fine day he had the Gita in his hand, and when Shiva Baba came, he didn't understand, he didn't know, and Shiva Baba started speaking through his mouth. So Baba himself began to wonder, I didn't speak, it wasn't me, it was who was speaking through my mouth. Even Baba did not understand. The Gita scripture, the book remained closed, and Shiva Baba started speaking through his mouth in the first person, I, the big I. I am light, I am Shiva, I am this, I establish heaven. And Brahma Baba listening, and Brahma Baba's soul thinking, I'm not saying this, who's saying this? The words are coming out of like my lips, but I'm not saying, it is another soul saying. So it was a really a strange thing, and even Baba would wonder. So Baba did not understand, and it was only the trance messengers who were with Baba at that time, they informed Baba that Baba, it's not you speaking, it is that Supreme Being speaking through your mouth. Shiva Baba took the body of Brahma Baba on loan. So descending, incarnating, doing his work and going back, like Shiva Baba said today also, I'm a free soul. Nobody can bind me. Those prophet souls who come to establish their religions, they can't go back when they want. Once they are here, okay, maybe they descend in a body. But then, after they have spoken, given the knowledge of which was the need of the hour at that time, that soul doesn't go back to the soul world. And once it is in the body, it does its work through the body all the time. And then, takes another birth. But Shiva Baba is a free soul, he's a supreme soul, he's a master. He comes and he has so much to do, you know. So he doesn't sit all the time in the same body, all whole day and night. No, he has to do a lot. So he comes in the morning, speaks the murli. He comes at night, comes at some time, and then meets the children when he has to, and then go back. And we used to notice how it is Shiva Baba now in the body and Shiva Baba is not in the body. We could feel it. And when this was experienced, we used to feel that, wow, this cannot be any human task. Because Brahma Baba used to say very clearly, it's not me. When people used to get visions of Sri Krishna through Brahma Baba, they used to think that, oh, this one has some magic. But he used to say, it's not me. I'm not doing any magic. It is all Shiva Baba is doing. Shiva Baba would come and give his introduction. Then people would think, this person is calling himself God. He said, no, I'm not calling myself God, but that Supreme comes and speaks. But people did not understand. They used to think that he has some magic. It took a long time for people to really understand. It took a long time for Brahma Baba also to understand that it was Shiva Baba working through him. You know, it was not so easy. And because at the beginning this part of visions was there, that is why things were not easily understood also. But then as more and more experiences were, you know, came to the children, then the realization came. And therefore Baba sometimes says that what the sisters and brothers got at the beginning, that was not understood fully. Now you are getting the butter. What has been churned and churned and churned and then made into butter, that's what you are getting now through the Murlis. And through the Avyakt Murlis, only that which is the need of the hour, that's what you are getting. It's like, you know, a whole year you study, but when your final exams are to come, you don't study the whole syllabus. You study only that which is important for the examination, that's all. And therefore, these Avyakt Murlis are actually like the important questions which we have to pay attention to and answer them, because only that will be helpful at the end. The rest of knowledge is a lot, but we don't have to understand or go into the depth of everything. Now is the end period, and the end period is, Baba says, just remember two words, Manmanabhav Madhyajiva. Remember me and remember my inheritance, which I'm giving. When Baba became Avyakt, many people questioned, now who is going to give us the Murlis? And then how Bab Dada came in the body of Gulzar Dadi and said, the Sakar Murlis are going to be revised. And now Bab Dada will come and speak directly to you in the Avyakt way, but then these Avyakt Murlis are not the course. The course is in the Sakar Murlis, the whole knowledge is in the Sakar Murlis. But Avyakt Murli, Baba said, that was course, and this Avyakt Murli is force, you know, force. To force the children to become pure, to become perfect, to become elevated, to have complete disinterest for the world. So it's the force. Baba said, the diamonds are already revealed, but the diamonds, they are revealed through the Sakar Murlis. Those who have love for Sakar Murlis, they are like diamonds, becoming diamonds. But then these diamonds need to be, you know, what should you say? They need to be cut in order for the flaw to come out, for the diamonds to be polished. So Avyakt Murlis are like the polish for the diamonds, which will give them a glow, which will finish their flaw, which will give them facets and cuts and shine. That's what the Avyakt Murlis are. The course is in the Sakar Murlis. So when Bab Dada started coming in the Avyakt form, we understood, well, Brahma Baba was also an effort maker. Many people question why Sakar Murlis are so different from Avyakt Murlis. Well, the biggest difference is that when Shiv Baba would come in the body of Sakar Brahma Baba, that time Brahma Baba was an effort maker. In so many Sakar Murlis we hear of Brahma Baba telling about the efforts he makes. How he wakes up early in the morning, how he churns, how he remembers Shiv Baba, how he sometimes forgets, you know, how many problems he has to face, how many situations come, and how the children come to him and ask for solutions to many of their problems. So Baba says all this in the Murlis. And then Baba also gives advice. So that is Brahma Baba. But Shiv Baba means speaking direct. So we can note the difference in the Sakar Murlis. Sometimes Brahma Baba will say in Sakar Murli, see children, Maya comes to this one also. Just like if there's a storm, first it will come to the engine and then to the carriages. So this one is the engine. And see, so children, don't worry. Even this one has experience of what Maya is. Because many would tell Baba, Shiv Baba, you are free from all this Maya. You have no bondage, but we are in bondage. So Shiv Baba would say, well, I am not in bondage, but this Brahma is in bondage. No, he is in the human form. He has all the experiences of Maya. But now, in avyakt form, all these points which were in Sakar Murlis will not come in the avyakt Murlis, because Brahma Baba has attained perfection. Now he is no longer in that effort maker stage. Now he is in his perfect stage, and therefore Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba become alike. They become combined. And as combined, they both can speak together. It's like one mic and two people speaking from the same mic. Sometimes Shiv Baba speaking, sometimes Brahma Baba speaking, sometimes both speaking. It's very interesting. And we notice that how from 1969 onwards, we started getting avyakt Murlis. And Gulzar Dadi was just an instrument. She used to say, I just hand over my body to Baba and allow Baba to take care. But Brahma Baba would never say this, that I allow my body and Shiv Baba takes care. Because Brahma Baba was very much aware later on that yes, Shiv Baba is working through this body. He would not go into trance and be just detached and Shiv Baba worked through him. No, Brahma Baba was very much there. And he used to say, yes, I am the first student. I am number one student. I never miss the Murli. Because whatever Shiv Baba would speak through his mouth, Brahma Baba's ears would hear first. But then when avyakt part started, and Gulzar Dadi, who was a very powerful trance messenger, right from the beginning, she was the first one to get visions of angelic Brahma Baba. And Shiv Baba entering in his body, she saw that in the subtle regions, a world of angels, world of light, and Shiv Baba coming in the body of angelic Brahma, and how both were speaking in their angelic form. So she was the first one to get such a vision. And then she came and told Baba, Baba, this is what I saw, an angelic world, subtle regions. Before that, nobody knew of subtle regions. Nobody ever had this thought that we are going to become perfect and become an angel in the subtle regions. But Gulzar Dadi saw that in visions, how this Brahma becoming an angel. And then Brahma Baba started making more and more efforts in order to become an angel. And how on 18th of January, Baba became an angel. Brahma's soul became an angel. But then that angelic Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba, the Supreme Father, started coming in the body of Dadi Gulzar. She would go into trance and she would not know anything. She would be in a state of trance. Sometimes Baba would send her to sleep also. For hours and hours, Bap Dada would work through her body. But she would be in a state of like sleep. Trance, but then a sanskars would be like switched off. It would be Bap Dada working through her body. And Baba would work, speak, meet the children, give blessings to the children. Whole night we used to experience this. And then in the morning when Bap Dada would go and Dadi Gulzar would come back, we would feel that how Dadi Gulzar is so fresh, because she has not really worked anything. It's Bap Dada who have worked through her, and she was in a state of sleep. Used to feel the difference. And Gulzar Dadi would say, I just give my body to Baba, that's all, let Bab Dada take care. And gradually we saw for so many years these Avyakt Murlis have been spoken by Bab Dada. And now we are seeing how everything is changing. How everything is changing, we can feel the difference. Many people ask that before, when Bab Dada would come in the body, then Gulzar Dadi was not there, but and the voice would also change. Now the voice doesn't change. Why this difference? We say actually once Gulzar Dadi was asked, why the change is not there in the voice like before? And Gulzar Dadi says that Bab Dada just comes. I don't even feel that I'm going to trance. I'm just there. And a second I become bodiless. And how Bab Dada works. And I can see it. That yes, Baba is working through this body. So the sound, the voice doesn't change. Because Dadi is also very much there. And that's why we feel the difference. That before she would go into trance, there would be a jerk. The eyes would shut. And then the eyes will gradually open and then Bab Dada would come and then at the end, again, Bab Dada would go with a jerk and she would come back after some time. But now all these things don't happen. Why? Because, first of all, even Dadi Gulzar is becoming like Baba, Bab Saman. All the time, whenever you meet Dadi, you will feel that she is not that same Dadi which she was 10 years, 20 years ago. Like as if Bab Dada is in her body all the time. That feeling is there. Like in Brahma Baba we used to feel the difference before. You know, this is Brahma Baba and this is Shiva Baba in Brahma Baba. Both working together. But gradually in Brahma Baba also we saw the difference finished. Brahma Baba was becoming like Shiva Baba. That awareness, that drishti, that angelic stage, that, you know, everything changing, becoming more and more subtle, more and more elevated. We saw the difference in the 33 years of Shiva Baba in the body of Sakar Brahma Baba, from 36 to 69. The last few years was so different, 67, 68, 69. So different. Baba would come and immediately like a tower of light and might stand sitting in front of us. Used to feel. Now the same thing we are saying in Gulzar Dadi because things are changing. This is like the end period. Gulzar Dadi has also become Bab Saman. So Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba in her body, the difference is not felt at all. And therefore the eyes don't shut or that jerk doesn't come. She sits and then immediately you feel after a few minutes that Baba has started giving drishti. You know, the drishti moves all over the hall. Gulzar Dadi, when she comes, she doesn't give drishti. She just sits in Baba's remembrance. And we can know it's Gulzar Dadi now. And then after a few minutes only, not even 15 minutes, hardly 2 minutes, we feel that now the drishti is moving all around, means Bab Dada has come. The difference is felt of Gulzar Dadi and Bab Dada, even without the eye shutting or the jerk coming, nothing. And then at the end also when Bab Dada goes, Baba keeps giving drishti, drishti, drishti and then we feel, oh, Dadi's back, without the eye shutting also. But yes, the difference can be felt, of course. Little subtle difference can be felt. There's Bab Dada or Dadi Gulzar. Because while Bab Dada would be speaking, Dadi Gulzar's, you can call it interference or intervention or some consciousness is there when Bab Dada is speaking. And therefore sometimes these, you know, words are a little bit different. Like Baba said the other day, that, remember Delhi, maybe it was Gulzar Dadi. You know, we can't really understand, because Gulzar Dadi used to live in Delhi many, many years ago. She still goes to Delhi. Bap Dada hoisted the flag, but then Baba used the word Shivrat, she used the word Diwali, because Baba is saying light, light, light all around. So it's Diwali or Shivratri, it makes no difference to Baba. Before, Baba used to be told, this is America, this is Australia, this is such and such country, this zone, that zone, Bharatvasis, this zone, Sevadaris and this foreign, double foreigners. Now we feel that Baba has finished all these barriers of Bharat and foreign countries and this land and that land, and everything is all become one. Because for Baba, all the children are alike. The same what he is telling to one country, he'll tell the other country also, because this is what Baba wants his children to become. It won't be different. We are seeing the difference now. Such difference is coming. Baba, when the other day Baba said Om Shanti, and he gave a whole murli on Om Shanti. Baba spoke about the garland, the whole murli on garland. So this difference is there because now Baba is giving us more love than anything else. Gyan is over. It's complete. Baba doesn't have to give the depth of knowledge now. That all the children have understood through the Sakar Murlis. What Baba has to give us now is just love and love and love. Then Baba would say, Wah Baba, Wah, Wah Drama, Wah. Vaha, vaha, great. Because Baba knows that now there are so many adversities which are going to come in the world. More and more sorrow is going to come in the world. And therefore what children need now is just the power of love. That's all. See, the murli we heard yesterday, Baba directed the children what we have to do. Baba even asked three times, should Baba say, should Baba say, should Baba say? Because some children are very weak. And therefore Baba has to think twice to say, to give any advice to such children. Because weak people cannot take advice. Weak people cannot even accept that they have made a mistake and they have to change. Because first of all the ego is there. And secondly, the weakness is there, so the acceptance doesn't come quickly. And therefore Baba has to ask, should Baba say? And if children say, yes Baba, then of course they will accept whatever Baba says and they'll do it. But if Baba says straight away, they may not even accept. So Baba has to be very loving, and now he's becoming more and more loving. Because only through love, the power of love, can the children be sustained now. Not the power of Dharamraj. The Dharamraj is not working now. This power of love is working. And once this part will be over, then it will be Dharamraj part working. Yesterday when we were reading, hearing Avyakt Murli, you know, revising Avyakt Murli, in Pandav Bhavan I was saying, that, see, this murli is so deep, Baba is telling each one what to do next, how to do service. You know, so much detail Baba is giving. But nowadays, no, Baba doesn't give all that. Because he's already told what he has to tell. Now, the only thing that needs to be given is just love and love and love. And this is a sign that even these Avyakt Murlis are coming to an end gradually. Coming to an end gradually. And then somebody asked, then what will happen after this if this Avyakt Murli stop or Baba stops coming in this way? Then what will happen? Then I said, well, this is my feeling that then the part of visions will start. Like Baba says in the Murlis, at the end you will get different visions. Each one will come to know what his stage is and what he is going to claim in the future. His vision will be based on that. Before, the visions were different. At the beginning, everybody got visions. It was a big revolution. At this moment, we don't get that many visions like before. Many question, why visions now, not now? For example, if Baba shows a vision of destruction, it's not a big thing because so much of destruction is happening all around in so many countries. So much of destruction is happening. So Baba does not have to give a vision of that now, because it's happening in a practical way already. At the beginning, when these visions were shown to the children, at that time, knowledge was also not very clear. Baba would give the vision of heaven, but then it did not mean that that soul who is seeing himself as a deity or as a prince or a princess, you know, is really a prince or princess of the golden age. No, it was just a vision. But at the end, when we'll get our visions, it will be our own stage of what we are, we have attained. You know, just like when the final results are out, each one gets to know where he stands. At the beginning, all are alike. There is no difference, no distinction, no separations. That this one is going to become this or this one is going to become this. Because nobody has really started making efforts. The study hasn't started yet. But at the end, after the study has finished and the results are coming out, then each one's result is known to him or her. Self. So the end results will be different. Each one will get his own mark sheet or certificate of what he is going to become in the future. And Baba says that at the end, when the result will be out, some who have not really made efforts, who have wasted their time, their energy, everything wasted, they will regret so much. They will shed tears of blood also because of repentance. But then it will be too late. Also, when first timers would come to Baba, Baba would tell them that although you have come late, but you haven't come too late yet. Because a too late board sign has not been put up. That signboard of too late is not put up yet. So many would ask, what will be the signboard of too late? How will we come to know it's too late? When visions part will start. That is the too late sign now. Now at the moment the study is still going on because Bab Dada is still with us. He is still teaching us. And Baba says, Baba will continue to teach you till the end. He will not leave you in the lurch and go away. No guru can give you mukti or jivan mukti. Only I can give you and I take you back home. No other guru can take you back home. So this study will continue till the end. And you will come to know about what status you are going to receive at the end. So at the end, I will take you back home. But then, at the end, this study will not continue. It will be just visions and preparation for returning home. You know, the syllabus is taught whole year, but then during, when a few days before examination, just the important questions, and then finish. Now you have to study on your own. And then on the day of exam, whatever you have studied, that is now your test now. Nobody can help you also. Before the teacher could help. Before the exam start, the teacher can help. But once the exam start, the teacher also cannot help. The teacher, the one who has been teaching for the whole year, becomes a spectator, a detached observer then. So Baba is still our father, teacher and guru, still teaching us, still guiding us. Still encouraging us, still giving us that force, but there will be a time when this will be no more. When we will be on our own feet and we will get only what we have done ourselves. Now the support is being given. You know, when we came to Baba, I came to Baba about 56 years ago. 58 years ago. 58, 1959. At that time, Baba was in front of us. We could see Baba, Mama making efforts and we did the same. But those who came after 69, they did not see Brahma, Baba, Mama making efforts, because Mama and Baba became angelic. But they saw the dadis making the efforts. And they took inspiration from the dadis. Then gradually we saw how the dadis also going into advanced party. When Mama left her body, Baba revealed that she is the leader of the advanced party. The advanced party is of those souls who are going to give birth to deities of the golden age. So Baba needs very powerful souls to lead the advanced party so that they can give birth to deity souls of golden age. So now Mama is the leader, and then so many of our dadis started leaving the body. So we saw that how by 2007, when Dadi Prakashmani left the body, we saw that how before that, so many dadis had gone. When Sakar Baba was there, the dadis considered themselves to be students, you know. Nobody was called a dadi at that time, till 69. Nobody said Kumar ka dadi or Manmohini, you know, didi. It was much later on. Before, they were all called by their names. Manohar Indra, Behen, sister, bhai. Not dadi or didi. Dadi or didi is like elderly. So when Baba left the body, then how they were empowered in the form of dadi and didi. Till Baba and Mama were alive, mother, father alive, the children are all children. The parents have to look after the children. But once the parents are no more, then the elder brother or sister becomes like the mother and father for the other brothers and sisters. Because the elder ones have to take care of the younger ones. So then dadi and didi, they were the source of inspiration for us after Baba and Mama left the body. But then now we are seeing even those dadis and didis leaving the body, becoming karmatit, leaving the body, going into the advanced party, because Baba has a very important work to do. Even the basis of golden age is a very powerful way of establishing it. So for that also Baba needs very powerful souls. And then how, when Sakar, Baba, Mama were there, the dadis considered themselves to be students. And then when Baba, Mama left, the dadis were empowered. And now we are seeing how the dadis also leaving the body, then the didis are being inspired. I say Sudesh Didi, Jayanti Didi, Mohini Didi, they've come much later. After the dadis, the second batch. And now we are seeing many of these also leaving the body, then the third batch. The third batch, the fourth batch. So, we feel that yes, we also have a very big responsibility now. You know, many people who have been during the dadis time, they say, oh, dadis used to do this, dadis used to do that, and that, and that. They should remember. It's good. But then now, we have to give the inspiration to everyone. Baba has put this responsibility on us now. We are doing in a subtle way. But in a physical way, Baba gives us more and more responsibilities. So we are seeing how Sudesh Didi, Jayanti Didi, Mohini Didi, Dr. Nirmala, they have such a big responsibility which was on Baba and Mama. children have grown, so bigger responsibilities. And gradually, the younger ones become seniors, and they take the responsibility for the younger ones, for the new ones, but still not too late. Still not too late yet. And when this study part will be over, then visions part will start. When Bap Dada also might not come, or maybe just once in a season, who knows, in what way, another way could come, we never know. Even his Avyakt Bap Dada part was not known till Avyakt Bap Dada came. Because when Brahma Baba left the body, and Gulzar Dadi went into trance to ask Baba, Baba, what next? How will this yajna go on? And Bap Dada in a subtle region said that Bap Dada will come. But nobody knew how Bap Dada will come, you know. Nobody knew till Bap Dada came in the body of Gulzar Dadi. And now we say, yes, this part is also finishing. And now the part of visions is going to start. But how it will be, we don't know yet until it starts. We don't know. Many people ask Baba, Baba, when will destruction take place? Give us the date. Baba does not give us the date. Because Baba says everything will be suddenly. The changes will come suddenly. You know, when before Avyakt Bap Dada used to meet the children, it was in the history hall, it was in the meditation hall, then in Om Shanti Bhavan, and then in Shantivan. Gradually so many changes came. Before Baba used to give blessing to individuals, each one, drishti, long blessing, and toli, to each one at least 5 minutes, each person. Can you imagine? And then Baba started coming in a group, like meeting the group. Maybe one center, 8-10 souls, so meeting all the center brothers and sisters. Then it was a sub-zone, then a zone, and then a state, a country, and now all in one, all together. So these changes indicate that how everything is working so fast now. So what do we have to do? We also have to go fast. And to the new ones, Baba gives a special blessing. Last so fast, so what? First. Last so fast, so first. So although many of you have come very recently to Baba, so you are like last but fast. And first, you can go first. You should not say that, well, we have come so late, how can we make efforts now? Baba says, even though you have come late, you can still make so much effort that you can go ahead of all those, even those who have been more than 50 years, 60 years in Gyan. Doesn't matter, you can go ahead of them. Baba is giving grace marks. Because now, it's not difficult to have disinterest for the world. Before it was quite difficult to have disinterest for the world. Now we are seeing the condition of the world growing from bad to worse. So easy disinterest is coming. Because we are all deity souls. So those who are going to be deity souls, for them the disinterest will come very easily. Those who are not going to become deity souls, well, for them it may be difficult to have disinterest. And therefore the Brahmins who are having disinterest, they know that they are going to become deity, so easily they can just forget everything. Such a dirty world. No attraction at all. And when this thought is there, it's easy to go ahead, it's easy to progress faster. And therefore Baba says, don't worry if you have come late. You can, although you are last, but you can go fast and come first. And to the oldies, who have been 20 years, 40 years, 50 years in Gyan, even among double foreigners, the oldest must be from 69 onwards, so at least 44, 48 years. For them, Baba gives another blessing. If they have been continuous right from the beginning, Baba gives them a very beautiful blessing. And that blessing is, old is gold. That's the blessing Baba gives to the older ones. Old is gold because it can mold. Gold can mold. Gold which is full of alloy can never mold. It's very hard. But pure gold can mold. And how does gold become pure? By putting it in fire. So they have so many years of experience of yoga, and this way they have transformed themselves completely. And that's why they are like pure gold now. So gold, old is gold because it can mold. They have molded themselves in their life. How many adversities they have gone through. Yesterday you heard, no, from Didi Nirmala, so many obstacles or adversities, own body, but how they cross, ultimately get success with Baba's help. Because Baba helps such souls very much, and it's not even felt. Because all the time Baba's Sakash is there, Baba's help is there. And there is a feeling as if we are doing nothing. Baba is helping us, Baba is helping us. This is what we see in the Dadis, Dadi Janki. It's a real wonder. One moment she is so physically sick, she can't even get up. And then the next moment we see she's awake, she's up, and she's becoming active again. It's a real wonder. And she says, even I don't know how I'm doing it. Because Baba is helping. Baba is helping her. The same we see in other Dadis also. Yes, Gulzar Dadi, physically so weak. But when Bap Dada works through her body, from where the strength comes, it's not that body's strength. It is the strength coming from the higher source, the Supreme. And then Baba works through her body, uses her body. But then later on, she knows who she is, no? How physically she is frail, very frail. How much Baba has used her. But Baba knows how to maintain her. And when Dadi Janki, she tells Baba, Baba, why am I in this body? Why am I still here? Because who is going to live after 100 years? Who has seen what will happen? But she is still alive. So she asks Baba, Baba, why are you still keeping me in this body? All my friends who are now in the advanced party, they are all there. And I'm still here in this old body. And Baba tells her, you are needed here. You are needed here. Once Dadi was sharing a very beautiful experience. When she said something very interesting. She said, when I came to Baba, at that time I was, you know, like a pigeon. I never knew how to speak. I used to be very shy, Dadi Janki, very shy. I used to sit in front of Baba, and whatever Baba would say, I would just nod my head. Yes, 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 Baba, I'm understanding, I'm understanding. I would be only nodding my head and saying, So once Baba called me and said, why are you just nodding your head? Are you like a pigeon? You know, what does a pigeon do? The pigeon just nods his head all the time. No? It has to take some grain or whatever. It's just nodding and putting his head down and taking something. That's what a pigeon does. It's walking so slowly. So are you like a pigeon? Then she said, Baba, but what should I do? I love to listen to you, that's all. Then Baba told her, but whatever you hear in the Murli, do you go and tell others what you heard in the Murli? She said, no Baba, I've never done that. Baba said, now from today onwards, do it. Whatever you hear from Baba's Murli, in Baba's Murli, you tell that to others. So she started relating to others, and exactly the same words, Baba said, so exact words she would utter to them. Then again Baba called her one day. Are you a parrot? What does a parrot do? Whatever it hears, it just repeats that. You don't have to just repeat, you have to do your churning. You have to do some churning, not just repeating. That's not a big thing. Anybody can repeat, even a parrot can repeat. So do some churning and see how Mama does churning. You know, Mama would take one point and she would speak the whole Murli for 1 hour through one point of Baba. So she used to do a churning. And therefore, Baba told her, become, are you still a parrot? Then she said, okay Baba, I will do some churning. And then after that, she would churn. And once she was eating breakfast, Baba went to her and said, did you serve today? How are you eating before serving others? You should serve others and then eat. You should not eat till you have served others. And she said, from that day onwards, I never eat till I have served somebody. And then when Baba sent her abroad, how from one country to another country to another country, she was flying and flying all the time. Even 3 times in one day, from one aeroplane, you know, going and then coming, another aeroplane. 3 times she changed flights in one day, 4 times, you know, many times. And how then she said, Baba made me from a pigeon to a parrot, to a parrot, and then from a parrot, Baba made me a puppet. I'm now a puppet in Baba's hands. Wherever a puppet does not do anything, somebody is using the puppet and the hands and legs are moving and the head is moving. Puppet is only a puppet. So I became Baba's puppet, running around from one end of the world to the other end of the world with Brahma Baba, Shiva Baba on my neck, on my shoulders, and running around. And then once it happened in the Avyakt Murli, Baba asked her that, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ever ready? And she said, Baba, yes, I'm ever ready. If whenever you want me, I'm ready to come to you. So again Baba asked her, are you ready? She said, yes Baba. Then, is everyone ready? Baba asked her, is everyone ready too? And she said, Baba, that I cannot guarantee. Then Baba said, you are ready, but everyone else is not ready. Then how will you come to Baba? You have to make everyone ready now. You have to make everyone ready. And then she said one day, now Baba has made me a pilot. Baba has made me a pilot, from a puppet to a pilot. So pigeon to parrot to puppet to pilot. And what does a pilot do? He has a hold over the whole plane, and the whole plane, all the passengers in the plane, they are relaxed, and the pilot is taking everyone wherever to the destination. So Dadi becomes a pilot and is taking us around. And that means Baba meant that yes, she has to be with you all to guide you all, to uplift you all, to encourage you all, to make you Bab Saman, and ultimately we all will go together home. Are all ready for that? Are all of you ever ready? Yes? Ever ready? When you go back and destruction happens, then? Doesn't matter? Or you will say, oh, I'm not ready yet. Those who say we are ever ready, raise your hand. Oh, really? Then I'll tell Dadi Janki, everyone is ever ready. All those who are going to meet Bab Dada today, let's see what Baba has to say tonight. Maybe he'll talk about this. You never know. So we have to be ever ready, and in that ever ready state, be prepared for whatever is going to come in the future. So Baba has already prepared us, he has already warned us, he has already, said whatever he has to say, it's all said. Now we have to bring it into practice, become the embodiment of that. So the study is nearly over, and now time to pack up to return home. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Yes?